Chapter 16, Keeping Up the Facade. The Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness, maintaining love to thousands and forgiving wickedness, rebellion, and sin. Yet he does not leave the guilty unpunished. He punishes the children and their children for the sin of the parents to the third and fourth generation. Exodus 34, 6 through 8. Generational consequences of not telling the story. Having been raised in church in a Christian family, as far as Carolyn knew, her parents never themselves were involved in sex outside of marriage. So when Carolyn became sexually active as a young adult, they were the last people she could have talked with about it. She knew it was wrong, but no one ever said much more about it. Then when she found out she was pregnant, Carolyn knew it was not safe to talk to them about it. She was terrified they would find out that she wasn't doing things God's way. Carolyn felt she had to keep up a masquerade of perfection so as not to incur her parents' wrath. Neither could Carolyn go to her church about her sexual sin or pregnancy because they were even less safe than her parents. Consequently, she went alone to have an abortion. She never told another soul, not even the baby's father, and just buried it all as deeply as she could to keep up the appearance that Carolyn was a good Christian girl. Years later, Carolyn got a call from a man saying he was her brother. The voice was not that of her brother, and Carolyn thought he was just playing a joke on her. It turns out the caller was the son of Carolyn's parents, born out of wedlock, and adopted out at birth. Carolyn had carried the weight of her sexual sin and abortion in secret because she never in her wildest imagination thought that her parents could have related to her. If they had been open with her about their own failures from the beginning, perhaps Carolyn never would have gotten sexually involved outside of marriage. Or if she had, she would have known her parents were safe to talk to about it, and she wouldn't have seen abortion as such an absolute necessity. Perhaps if they would have been vulnerable with her, Carolyn could have been vulnerable with them and had their loving guidance to make healthier choices. Perhaps Carolyn would have her first child in her life today, and Sandy would not have been an only child. Trying to maintain her appearance of virtue prevented Carolyn and her family from experiencing God's mercy and grace when they needed it the most. She felt she had to continue the charade of perfection so that her child, born after she was married, would never know what Carolyn had done. With Carolyn's repentance and telling the story to her daughter, I believe the generational curse of sin and guilt was stopped, at least for the next generation. I see so many parents hiding their past failures from their children. If God forgives sin, and he does, why not allow him to turn the story into generational healing?